Dirt plays a very important part in a farmer's life. Of course, it has to be in the right place, on the ground and not in the air. Dirt in the air can be devastating in more ways than one. Your tractor can't stand to internalize dirt-filled air. If it wasn't for the air cleaner, the engine would wear out prematurely. How long will an engine last internally if it's constantly sucking in dirty air? Well, a good rule of thumb is not long. That tractor would look fine on the outside, but be useless as a working machine. You are like that tractor. You might be looking great on the outside, but what kind of stuff are you sucking into your brain? Your Creator designed you to run on good, clean air. Air in the Bible is an illustration of the Holy Spirit. The Bible should act as a holy air cleaner, filtering out the crud from dirty books, music, and media, filling us with pure things of the Spirit, love, joy, and peace. If our tractors are important to us, don't you think we are important to God? This is Rod Bieber with Seed Time and Harvest.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Did you know we have a new host, Mad Vax, on our radio show every Saturday from noon till 1? The Mad Vax and the Rev Show. Don't miss it. This is quality radio at its best.
If you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animated contest of freedom, go home from us in peace. We ask not your counsel, nor your arms. Crouch down and lick the hands which feed you. May your chains be set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that you were ever our countrymen. Samuel Adams.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Look around you now and tell me Welcome to the second hour of today's Present Truth program, Thursday, December 5th, 2024. Moving out of a year into a new year. With the second hour, I want to talk about the Kash Patel. And I am not a Kash Patel fan. I think he's compromised. There is an article out of Aim for Truth. And with Patel, he's a cunning guy. I don't trust him. Everyone, already Patel is notifying these individuals that he is going to begin to investigate, which is a big mistake. Or was it intentional? Is it an intentional plan? Because presently, with each of these people that he is planning to target for prosecution, he's tainted the possibility of a fair trial. He's tainted every juror by being a public figure and making a public statement like this. This is going to be a heads up for Christopher Wray and Merrick Garland to destroy all records the FBI or DOJ may have on these individuals. The public notice also could be a suggested list of blank pardons that Biden needs to make before exiting his fake presidency. So this matter of the pardoning Joe Biden, the corrupt Joe Biden, pardoning his corrupt son, now corrupt Joe Biden, if it's the true Joe Biden, could now pardon all these individuals. Who could he pardon? Well, Patel's made it known. I'm not a Patel fan. Here are the individuals that may get pardoned. Michael Atkinson, Inspector General. Lloyd Austin. Brian Auten, FBI official who supervised the Bureau's investigation into Russia. James Baker, FBI, Counsel of the FBI. Bill Barr, Attorney General under Trump. I never cared for Bill Barr. John Bolton, never cared for Bolton either. These guys were all not bad actors. These guys were criminals. Stephen Boyd, head of legislative affairs. Then there's Joe Biden. Joe's going to probably pardon himself, if it's the real Joe. John Brennan, CIA director, served under Barack Obama. John Carlin, Deputy Attorney General, head of National Security Division. Eric Skyamela, Ukraine Director of the National Security Council under Obama, and former Deputy National Intelligence Officer for Russia and Eurasia. Pat Cipollone, former White House Counsel under Trump. James Clapper, Director of National Intelligence. So are these people, now that Kash Patel has made it public who he's going after? In the last hour, I talked about this dark wind, a dark spirit over this country, a satanic spirit. Then Hillary Clinton, James Comey, former FBI director fired by Trump, Elizabeth Dibble, Deputy Chief of Mission at the U.S. Embassy in London, Mark Esper, Secretary of Defense under Trump. You see the people that Trump had to pick from? I'm not going to defend Trump. I'm going to defend an individual that won an election that had nobody to pick from. Everyone that he picked from. I'm going to read another article out of State of the Nation. There's a term called ponderization. ponderization, how birds of a feather flock together. Vultures fly with vultures, ravens with ravens. Then you have Alyssa Farah Griffin, Director of Strategic Communications under Trump. These people work for Trump, but they were part of the deep state, part of the shadow government. They are globalists. And any individual, you have to look at every individual that Trump is even picking presently. Are they globalists? Where their background, did they come out of a globalist camp? Are they members of secret societies? Donald Trump, he had really no one to pick from. And everyone that he did pick, hoping they would be loyal to the United States Constitution, the oaths that they swore to the president who picked them, Merrick Garland. These people, Kash Patel, he's part, I'm convinced. One reason is because Patel has been tied into Pilgrim Society, New York City. Merrick Garland, Stephanie Grisham, Trump's former press secretary, and First Lady Melania Trump's former chief of staff. Kamala Harris. Who is this Kamala Harris? I'm trying to figure her out. Is she real? What you see is what you get. Gina Haspel. I never cared for Haspel either. What was Haspel? She was a, what was the term I used for her? She was a, I'm going to think about this. I have to go to break. She's part of the, these women that come in to, no, let me back up. I'll tell you what, let me present this when I get back. Gina Haspel, bad actress. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
This is Mark Hall, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Did you know that 85% of consumers prefer local natural beef? At Pumpkin Creek Ranch, our cattle roam free on lush pastures raised without hormones or antibiotics. The result? Juicy, tender beef that's perfect for your family dinners, barbecues, and special occasions. Support local, eat natural, and taste the difference with Pumpkin Creek Ranch beef. Call 970-658-0176 or visit pumpkincreekranchco.com. Use promo code NATURALLYINSPIRED for our special offer.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont. Or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
All right, so I remembered what I was going to say about, what was her name? She was the head of the CIA for Trump, Gina Haspel. She ran a honeypot, what they call a honeypot operations, get these beautiful women who would compromise individuals. Never cared for her. Fiona Hill, National Security Council officer under Trump. All these people working for Trump. And here, Kash Patel is basically telling everybody, okay, man, we're coming after you, you, all of, here's the whole group, here's the list. Lawyer up. Protect yourselves. And he just compromised everything. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. I see something slithering in the grass. Then you have Curtis Hyde, FBI supervisor agent. All these people are involved in intelligence. For the most part. Fiona Hill, security official under Trump, specializing in Russia and Ukraine, already planning for the Ukraine invasion. Curtis Hyde, FBI supervisor agent, investigated for not identifying exculpatory information as it pertained to one of the Crossfire Hurricane investigations. Then there's Eric Holder, Attorney General under Obama. Robert Hur, Justice Department Special Counselor, investigated Joe Biden's handling of classified documentation. Cassidy Hutchinson, former aide to President Trump's ex-chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Nina Jankowicz, executive director of the Disinformation Governance Board during the Biden administration. Then we have Lois Lerner, director of Internal Revenue Service under Obama. And guess what she did? The Tea Party. Anybody affiliated with the Tea Party, anybody in the conservative movement, anybody that was in 2012 when Trump was considering running, when the Tea Party movements came out, began in Nevada. Investigating everyone. And she's been notified that she's probably going to be prosecuted. So what do? If they know they can't legally get out of being prosecuted, well, they take the first leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when they'll be back again to Dubai. Charles Kupperman, former deputy of national security, advisor during the Trump's first term. All these criminals. Kenneth McKenzie, former head of the United States Central Command and retired Marine Corps general. Andrew McCabe, former deputy director during Trump's first term. Ryan McCarthy, former secretary of the Army under Trump. Mary McCord, Justice Department's former acting assistant attorney. During the Obama administration, Denise McDonough, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs. And remember what happened with the Veterans Affairs? They were talk about disorganized or intentionally a catastrophe in the vets, in the VA. Then you had Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who called Trump a fascist and that Trump is one of the most dangerous persons to the country. Lisa Monaco, U.S. Attorney General. Sally Moyer, supervisor lawyer at the FBI. Then we have Robert Mueller, son of Heinrich Mueller, who came in through Operation Paperclip, a Nazi who served in the CIA late into the 60s, and his son Robert Mueller comes in as one of the families through a different operation. The paperclip individuals, especially the chemists, they're brought in. There's another operation to relocate them with their families, their wives, their children. Robert Mueller was one of those children, ended up in New York. And just like his father, is in intelligence. Bruce Orr, remember Bruce and beautiful Nancy Orr, Bruce and beautiful Nancy? He was an associate deputy attorney general. And was criticized by Trump over his contact with British spy Christopher Steele, who wrote the Steele dossier. Then you had his beautiful wife, Nancy, former CIA employee, who later worked as an independent contractor for Fusion GPS. Do you see the same? Do you smell what I'm smelling? There's an odor. There is an odor. There's the term. Ponderization. Birds of a feather flock together. Hogs. They move with hogs. You have these feral hogs out there in Texas and all over the country. Up in Chernobyl. Feral hogs, they all move together. All these unclean animals, like vultures, you know, the unclean birds, they feed on death. Then you have Lisa Page, FBI lawyer who criticized Trump in text messages with FBI official Peter Strzok. Then you have Pat Philbin, deputy White House counsel under Trump. This is to remind you, to refresh. It's helping me to remember who these jackals were. John Podesta. It's not over with John. Senior advisor to Biden, Bill Clinton's former White House chief of staff, former counselor to Obama, chairman of Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. And remember, it was John Podesta and Hillary who wanted to bring about the Catholic Spring. They infiltrated the Catholic churches. Not the Catholic churches that were already infiltrated, already part of the Jesuit controlled churches, but the churches, the Catholic churches throughout the country that were not completely controlled by the Jesuits and the Pope. Then you had Samantha Power. She was the administrator of the United States Agency of International Development under Biden, and former ambassador to the United Nations. Bill Priestap, assistant director of the FBI's counterintelligence invasion. Do you see these individuals are part of the continuity of government? You can't have continuity of government if you don't have arms, legs, hands, eyes, ears, and nose, and a brain, a corrupt brain, a brain that is given over to darkness. These people, one thing too about each of these individuals, the term, every one of them, narcissists, male or female, they are narcissistic, they are sociopathic, they're psychotic. They are gods. They know it. And birds of a feather stick together. The more narcissistic you are, the more you hang with those who are also narcissistic. And at the dinner parties and at the cocktail hours, they are talking about how great they are. Oh, I'm great. Oh, look what I did. and they just become greater, more deceived. Then you have Susan Rice, security advisor to Obama, Rod Rosenstein, attorney general who appointed Mueller to oversee the Trump-Russia investigation. And then here we have Peter Strzok, the assistant director of the FBI's counterintelligence division. He criticized Trump in private text with Lisa Page, his lover. Then you had Jake Sullivan, Biden's national security advisor. So what does Kash Patel do? He's tipping all these criminals off. I have a friend that was stationed as in high government intelligence in San Francisco back in the 80s. back in the 70s, early 70s, mid-70s. He briefed General Abrams at one point before the Vietnam War ended. He was assigned into the San Francisco to oversee and to investigate snuff films in Northern California, Sacramento and up north toward the mountains to the west, east. And he said, it's a government operation, secret, but then you have, they have to work with the state agencies. So that's a little compromising right there. Then the counties find out about this operation. Now they want to be involved because it's in their jurisdiction. Then if it's in a locality, a city, then the local law enforcement wants to be involved. So you got the sheriffs, you've got the locals, you've got the state. Then you might have, who else, who knows? But he said, we would target an operation where we know they are filming the murder of people, the murder, and we know the location. We set a date, we set a time. It's a night, late at night, and there is radio silence. And we're just getting ready to move in. We're quietly moving down to a wooded area, and on the radios you hear a click, 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 click. Somebody breaks radio silence. Immediately they know they've been compromised, so they rush to the ranch. They find the coffee hot, a cigarette with about a half an inch. It just sat for a little bit and a half an inch of ashes. Nobody to be found. That's all it took, is that click, 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 click to compromise the investigation or the operation. Well, this is what Kash Patel has just done. Click, 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 click. They're going to run. They're going to run like rats. They're going to go to Dubai. They're going to go to Qatar. They're going to go anywhere to avoid prosecution, just like 10 days ago, Obama took a plane to Dubai. It's what they do. Thank you, Kash Patel. I don't trust him. I don't trust him. Anybody having anything to do with Pilgrim Society cannot be trusted. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, I'll be right back.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening this fall in your area. Moving Day from the Parkinson's Foundation is a fun and inspiring fundraising event that celebrates exercise and unites the community in the fight against Parkinson's disease. Events may look different this year to keep everyone safe, but we can't wait to come together for a good cause. Parkinson's doesn't stop, and neither will we. Learn more and register for an event in your area at movingdaywalk.org.
G Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
Hi, folks. Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily. You're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
Did you know that 70% of your immune system is in your gut? Good Brew is the perfect addition to your daily routine for optimal gut health. Good Brew provides the perfect balance of prebiotic soluble fiber and probiotics, essential for promoting good gut health. It is so easy to use. Call 307-381-1099. That's 307-381-1099. Use Naturally Inspired and get our special offer. Visit goodbrew.com. That's goodbru.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health. Achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
So you think you're in the Hotel California now? Just give it a little time. So I'm going to go ahead and continue. So you have Miles Taylor. I'm not going to read all their MOs, but they're all criminals. Timothy Tybald, Andrew Weissman, Alexander Vidman, Christopher Ray, Sally Yates. Many of these people under, like Yates, acting attorney general under Trump, what do? They protect one another. Weissman, Department of Justice official, former assistant to U.S. attorney, served as Mueller's second in command during the Russia probe. Okay, so what do these people have in common? I'm going to give you a word, ponderization. Ponderization. And this was out of State of the Union, November 17th, 2024. What is that, about 3 weeks ago? How the Khazarian cabal has insidiously taken over the United States since 1913. And with the Khazarian cabal, there is a form of Zionism, which is not Zionism. It is what is I call The synagogue of Satan operatives that may be Jewish and non-Jewish, those that declare they're Jewish, they say they're Jewish, they're religious Jews, but there's no Jewish blood in them. But then there are those that are Jewish, but they've been like a Judas Iscariot, they have been taken over by the dark side. Are the Jewish people as a whole, are there are those within the Jewish families wicked, evil? Sure. Ponderization. Now, there's an expose that gives us the definition. So he begins with, whoever wrote this, he said that, let's take an increasingly and incorrigibly corrupt FBI as a glaring example of a total ponderized American institution. Even though it was originally formed as a Bureau of Investigation in 1908, the modern version of the FBI, established under the leadership of the notoriously corrupt J. Edgar Hoover in 1924. Kazarian cabal selected Hoover over many other highly compromised lawmen because of how vulnerable he was to being further corrupted and willing to follow the criminal orders of this hidden Kazarian masters. Hoover's Wikipedia page gives us just how much blind loyalty he had to the rapidly emerging beast system, the creation of which the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 was facilitated. August 1919, 24-year-old Hoover becomes head of the Bureau of Investigation, new General Intelligence Division, as a radical division because its goal was to monitor, disrupt the work of domestic radicals. America's first Red Scare was beginning. One of Hoover's first assignments was to carry out the Palmer Raids. Hoover, chosen assistant Robert Rook, monitored a variety of U.S. radicals with the intent to punish, arrest, or deport those whose politics they decided were dangerous. Targets during this period: Marcus Garvey, Rose Pastor Stokes, Cyril Briggs, Emma Goldman, Alexander Berkman, Felix Frankfurter, who Hoover maintained was the most dangerous man in the United States, who he was a future Supreme Court Justice, Felix Frankfurter. In 1920, the 25-year-old Hoover initiated as a Freemason at D.C.'s Federal Lodge No. 1 in Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. is the central gate of hell into this country. It is the portal, seven gates of hell, right to Gehenna. He goes on to join the Scottish Rite, in which he was made a 33rd degree Mason, Inspector General Honorary in 1955. Nassian professional profile long ought to scare the bejesus out of any American patriot. The Kazarians basically put a professional hardened criminal in charge of the nation's premier law enforcement agency. Now, these individuals I just read, ponderization, birds of a feather flock together in the ocean. Sharks, to some degree, travel together. The whales do. But in the air, you have all these unclean birds of prey, and they feed on death. So here we're talking about the FBI, and here we're talking about Kash Patel. Is Kash Patel one of the birds of a feather? Is he one of the unclean birds? Even though The FBI was originally formed as a Bureau of Investigation. Again, Hoover is taking over by 1924. The corrupt and crooked leader of any law enforcement organization will always surround himself with equally corrupt and crooked staff. He or she will especially only hire unscrupulous direct reports who can be counted on to carry out so many nefarious plots and criminal conspiracies. This explains the deep state. Look at all the crooked lawmen FBI Director James Comey conscripted to carry out some of the worst crimes in the agency's history. All of those corrupt and treacherous division directors and branch managers will hire corruptocrats in the same way, which is precisely what Hoover and his top lieutenants did while building the FBI from scratch. Inevitably now, I believe it was, I'm going to have to stop, finish my thought when I come back. Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. And Monday through Friday, 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
If you've ever been frustrated or frightened by a cut or a nosebleed that won't stop bleeding, or had an emergency where bleeding can't be controlled, you need Bleed Stop. Bleed Stop works. Simply put Bleed Stop onto any cut or wound, apply pressure, and watch the bleeding stop.
Easy to apply, it doesn't burn, it doesn't sting.
Take away your bleeding fear.
Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button at the top of the page and scroll down to Bleed Stop. 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue health products button.
Feeling stressed? Struggling to unwind after a long day? Discover MyKind CBD, your natural path to relaxation and relief.
Hi, I'm Craig James, host of the top-rated show, Just Informed Talk Radio. After years of exploring wellness solutions, I found my peace with MyKind CBD. Crafted with pure organic hemp, it's my go-to for soothing my mind, body, and soul. Whether it's easing post-workout soreness or finding calm after a hectic day, MyKind CBD delivers the tranquility I need. It's more than just a product. It's part of my wellness routine. I trust MyKind CBD because it's natural, effective, and designed with care. And I want the best for my body, and so should you.
Join Craig James and countless others who have discovered the benefits of MyKind CBD. Visit 1360KHNC.com and click the shop button today and start your journey to a more relaxed, balanced life. MyKind CBD, nature's best, just for you.
This is Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, and when I'm back home in Colorado, I've got my radio tuned to AM 1360. If you want the unbiased truth and the very best in talk radio, tune to AM 1360, the roar of the Rockies.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do.
Remember, Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, the Present Truth Program, and again, the podcasts, 1360KHNC.com, podcast site, and to the Olive Tree program. So, again, this article is out of State of the Nation, Ponderization, This was the 17th of November, 2024. Excellent article. It presents the deep state. This gives you an understanding of what Donald Trump is up against. The starting from Jimmy Carter, it progressively got worse through Reagan, and then Bush took polarization to an even greater level, bringing in the corrupt cadre of sociopaths, psychopaths, evil individuals who have no conscience, and they are not American citizens. They are citizens of a global plan. They are globalists. So Comey, he brings in all these corrupt and treacherous division directors who hire cryptocrats, corruptocrats, which is what Hoover did when he built the FBI. Now, I was going to say that after World War II, there were many of the black servicemen that were upset because they weren't promoted. They weren't advanced in the military, and so they were disgruntled. So in like the 50s, there was some of these groups that were black groups. Eventually, you would have the Black Panthers, but this would be pre Panthers. And Hoover, he was a bigot. He was an extreme bigot. He hated blacks. I think he was a homosexual. And he hired only white agents. Well, he had a big problem. How are you going to infiltrate these supposed black unhappy service groups or groups of blacks that are unhappy with what happened? They weren't promoted. So how are you going to infiltrate? You can't send in a white guy, a white person, a non-person of color, because they'll be stick out like a sore thumb. So Hoover had another plan. Send in women. And so that's what he did. Had women, FBI agents who went into the black community, and the black people would have the relationships with these women and disclose what was going on. If I remember correctly, there was a woman by the name of, let me think, are you sitting down? Ann Dunham. Most of you don't know who Ann Dunham was. Well, Ann Dunham, if I remember correctly, no, I do remember correctly, she's the mother of Barack Obama. But she worked for FBI, she worked for Hoover, she was one of these women. Eventually, she would end up, I believe, with CIA connections, which her son, Barack Obama, well, it wasn't Barack at the time, it was Barry Satoru. Barry was eventually also be a CIA operative. And so this is what Hoover did. Going on with the article. The whole FBI, all of them, not all of them, most of them, they are of the same unethical ilk, similarly employed to implement corrupt policies of their psychopathic bosses. In the very same way, every agency within the United States intelligence community was systematically polarized since their respective inceptions. In light of the stark reality at the FBI, it did not take much time.